I'd like to welcome you to the Smithsonian Church of Christ broadcast, and we're just glad to come into your home this morning with the Word of God. This morning we'll be going to Exodus, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 1, going through verse 6, or verse 8. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shall thou see what I will do unto Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of the land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was I known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan and the land of privilege wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you of their bondage, and I will redeem you with stretched out arms, with a great judgment. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you unto the land concerning which I did swear to give to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give you for an heritage. I am the Lord. From this particular reading, we've chosen God's strong arm as a subject. God's strong arm. Lord God spoke to Moses and told him to go down there and tell Pharaoh to let the people go and let them go, because God had promised them through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they would be redeemed, and tell them to tell them that I am Jehovah, and to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And of course, you know the 10 plagues that were brought upon them, and Pharaoh finally let the children of Israel go. And thus they were able to go, and then, you know, when they got to the Red Sea, and Pharaoh finally decided to come after them. He changed his mind, and he came after them, but we know that God protected the children of Israel, and he even made a highway out of no way by way of the Red Sea, and thus they were delivered on dry land. And God told them that he would bring up a strong arm up against them, and he will rid them of their bondage. And God kept his promise. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. The Lord promised Moses his outstretched arm would rescue the Israelites from Egyptian bondage. And we know that God kept his promise. He kept his promise. And we know that those children of Israel were delivered from Egyptian bondage and by way of the Red Sea. And they saw their enemies destroyed by way of the Red Sea. But yet they were on the other side, on dry land. And of course, you know, going that way, they were murmuring and complaining. So God told Moses to assure the children of Israel that I am the Lord. And I'll take care of them. You see, and told them to put their burdens on him, and that his outstretched arm would protect them and would cover them. And he said, also he reminded them that he was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he reminded them that how he had promised that they would be delivered. But he had sworn unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they would have an heritage. And so he told Moses to tell them that I'm the Lord. We need to be reminded today that the Lord outstretched his God's arm, a strong arm to protect us. And God's mighty arms is outstretched for us today, as well as they were back in the children of Israel day. We just need to learn how to lean and depend on him. No matter what our circumstances might be, what our conditions might be, our world is in a bad condition right now. Moral and religious standards are almost gone by the wayside. America seems to have turned her back on God, but we need to understand that as Christians, we need to stand fast on God's word, and know that his outstretched arm will protect us and will cover us. You see, we just need to have fellowship with him, lean and depend on him, trust in him. No, because he is the one that brought us through our storm. He is the one who blessed us. He is the one who cares for us. He is the one who kept us through our trials and our disappointments. He is the one who kept us through our suffering and our troubled water. Trust in him. He is our great power source. He is our heavenly Father. Trust in him. He is the creator of the universe. He is the great God of heaven. He is the one whom we can trust in. My God and I, we walk hand in hand together. I want to encourage us today to put our hands in God's hand and walk hand in hand with God. And he'll lead us through no matter what we're going through. His outstretched arm will protect us and cover us in our time of trouble. Lean and depend on God. He is our everlasting God. I want to encourage us today to trust in God. He is our God. Obey him. Obey his command. You see, he is the great God of heaven and earth. Trust in him. He is the God that set the sun shining in the sky. He is the God that set the moon over the night. He is the God that scattered the stars in the heaven. He is the God that set the solar system in action. He is the God that sent the rain on the just and on the unjust. He is the great God of heaven. Trust in him. Lean on him. Let him put his outstretched arms around you. My God and I, we walk hand in hand together. I want to challenge you today to walk hand in hand with God. Give him your life. Give him your heart. He is the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Trust in him, great God of heaven. Obey his command. He sent his only begotten Son to deliver us. Obey his command. Serve him with gladness. Serve him with praise and thanksgiving in everything we do. And God will bless you. What a great day. Obey his command. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Be added to the church of Christ and be saved.